if you are one of the many people who use the Instacart app to summon a person to shop and deliver your groceries to your front door, you might consider tipping them more. The Wall Street Journal says that shoppers' pay has been cut by 63% from $4 per trip to $1.50 per trip. Instacart says that they're doing this to reduce variability and to help shoppers get more orders. Now, stories like this are interesting to me, but I never use services like that. You're in San Francisco. Do you use Instacart?
I have not, but my wife has used the Google Now or Google. Well, not Now. What is it called? The Google Bring Me Food Right This Second service. Whatever it's called.
Like the Amazon Now?
Google Express.
Google Express. Google Express. Thank you. Yeah. I think actually my title's better, actually.
Yeah, Google Now. I think that exists.
No, Google Now is the thing on the phone.
I have two
I know
kids.
That.
Bring me food right now this second.
Yeah,
that's
even better. I like your title better. She's used that. And yeah, well, they, you know, the whole point of driving the prices down lower. And by the way, according to the story here, they're lowering their pay of the contractors while increasing the charge per service. So that doesn't really sit well with anybody, does it?
Yeah.
But no, it's 63%. Who here watching, listening, could take a 63% cut in their pay and still be at that job?
Yeah, I mean, some of the drivers were saying, you know, this was something that I did for extra, you know, for extra income on the side at $1.50 per trip. I just don't even think it's worth it anymore.
They're paying for the maintenance of their car, their insurance of the car, and the gasoline. Yeah. And so when the company says $15 to $20 an hour, which is not that high, you know the reality is going to be lower than that. And they have all their expenses on top of it. Usually when people are earning that kind of money, they're not also paying out of pocket for other stuff.
And that's with tip. That's with tip. $15
yeah, including.
To
yeah.
Too.
So it's, tip. But again, it's the company's estimate. It's like, the miles per gallon rating you see on the car, whoever actually achieves that.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody does.
Yeah, fair enough.
So.
I mean, this is just kind of, unfortunately, just kind of par for the course with startups like this. Uber, Lyft, they both dropped their, increased their rates. So drivers, and basically what they end up telling the people that are doing the work for them, you know, in the case of Uber, Lyft, and now here is, well, you can make more money. Just drive more.
I know.
You know?
And sleep less.
I'm sorry.
Because that'll be good, you know, if you're sleeping less and you're driving. Why could that be bad?
Look, you have unlimited earning potential. You just have to drive 24 hours a day.
Yeah,
and then
we all saw Taxi Driver, if you remember what happened in that movie.
Yes.
Uber Driver. That should be the new
Oh, there
new
you
taxi
go.
Driver.
That'd be awesome.
Okay, so is there like a war brewing in the streets of San Francisco between the people that are working these jobs and the people that are expecting
I don't think it's exclusive to San Francisco by any stretch. This is a major issue I just see in any kind of contract job. So you look at Upwork, which is now the combination of Elance and Odesk, and you look at the price people are paying to do jobs that for which you would get, you know, multiple fold greater salary if you worked in an office.
Right.
I mean, it's amazing how low. So one of the things I realized, and actually I saw this research from a study, I think a company called Soft Choice, is a huge percentage of people will take an enormous, enormous cut in pay for flexibility in their life. And that is huge. Now, a lot of companies just offer flexibility, but some are very willing to reduce their pay to have that flexibility. And and to be a full-time contractor where you have complete flexibility, you know, well, you know, I guess you're going to have that reduced pay whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, and sometimes you can afford it and sometimes you can't. I know, like, women traditionally value that temporal flexibility over, you know, other. And that's part of why women get paid less. It's not just that everyone's sexist and women are just getting paid less. Part of it is that we choose to have more flexible jobs that pay less. So,
exactly.
You know, I mean, that is part of this story, too. I think this is part of the investor story, I think, in Silicon Valley and other places, I guess, too. I mean, investors are not as bullish as they were before. They don't want to pay as much so that, you know, that's why Instacart has to start.
But here's the thing. What's to stop them from doing this? If they still have drivers who will still work at this low rate, why stop doing it? Like they're looking for the bottom of the floor.
Yeah,
and I think they're probably hit it.
You know, at this $1.50 a trip. That's pretty darn low.
Yeah, I mean that's where we go into the realm of economics. Yeah, it's true. Like who are we to say like that if someone wants to work for that, why not let them? Yeah, but
do you do damage though when you're searching for the bottom and then you reach it and you realize there's enough rebellion to the bottom that you might not recover. Well,
here's my philosophy also on paying and people who hire contractors and stuff. I always say that I hire someone, half the money I pay them is to do the job, and the additional half I pay them, so the 50% is to do the job, the other 50% is for me to trust them and I don't have to worry about them.
Right.
So if you're paying them at this incredibly low, low rate,
you get what you pay for.
Where's the trust?
Yes.
That's the big thing. You've got to trust the people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fair enough.